Australia is known for its endless sandy beaches, for sunny weather, but also for strong UV radiation. In Down Under, it's far stronger than in Europe, and it increases the risk of skin cancer dramatically. Australia has one of the highest melanoma rates in the world, 3 times higher than Germany, for example. Michael Kimlin has set out to make people realize just how dangerous the sun is and the risk of getting sunburned. He heads the AusSun Research Lab at the Queensland University of Technology in Brisbane. He has a special UV camera that takes detailed pictures of people's faces, making the underlying sun damages visible.
I have students from France that come every year and spend an internship with me. And the first thing I do when they come off the plane is I take a picture of their skin. And then 4 months later, I take another picture. And even in that 4 month period, on the surface of their skin, their face looks exactly the same. But underlying their beautiful complexion on the outside, they have this very significant change in pigmentation underneath the skin. It's like freckles that you can't see.
Kimlin has shown that this underlying pigmentation can cause skin cancer. And he's on a mission. He takes his UV camera into Australian schools to promote better protection against sunlight. One good and perhaps obvious way to protect you is to use sunscreen.
Sunscreen does actually stop the cells that precede melanoma. So the melanocytes, they're the cells that make the pigment. Sunscreen makes a big difference to these melanocytes or pigment cells actually rapidly dividing, which is precancerous.
The problem is getting people to use sunscreens. Sunscreens contain complicated chemical molecules, UV filters, which absorb UVA and UVB radiation. Research has improved sunscreens a lot in the past decades. Modern UV filters are very efficient, says Vladimir Budnik of Skin Health in Melbourne. The company formulates and markets sunscreens for Cancer Council Australia. A big part of today's research is aimed at making sunscreens more pleasant to use.
I think the perfect sunscreen would be a sunscreen that felt light, that had the required water resistance, obviously had the right protection, but was as easy to apply as, say, a skin moisturiser that felt good and smelled good.
But that is easier said than done. A sunscreen is chemically different from a skin moisturiser, says Uli Osterwalder. He's a senior marketing manager for sun care with the chemical company BASF in Germany.
Was natürlich die Sonnencreme unterscheidet von allem anderen sind die UV-Filter.
The difference between sunscreens and other creams is that they contain these UV filters. It's not just a case of making the sunscreen easy to apply. You also have to include all these UV filters, and the amount can be quite high. A sunscreen with a sun protection factor of 30 or 50 can consist of 20 or even 30% UV filters. That's the problem.
So the key to making sunscreens more pleasant is the formula. Sunscreens contain many chemical substances apart from the UV filters. Among others, emulsifiers for mixing oil and water components, emollients for improving the sensorial behavior, and thickeners to make the cream more viscous. Mixing all the components together in a way that the product feels good is an art in itself. Health organizations in Australia warn people that sunlight can kill you and that you need to avoid it as much as possible. Their rather aggressive advertising campaign sure has an effect. Most Australians are aware of the danger. Wearing hats and sunglasses and staying in the shade is just as important as sunscreen. And there is another aspect, says Kimlin. If you want to look beautiful forever, stay out of the sun, especially the Australian sun.